Hello, this is Henry, and this is Aaron, side of Impulse Class. And I'm here to introduce Eddie.
Hello, I'm Eddie.
So, for this podcast, we are doing a showcase of primary color albums, as in red, yellow, blue.
Alright. So this is the red section of it. And for my song, I am picking, let's see, the album is called Leather Terror, and it's by Carpenter Brut. His style of music is more cyberpunk and like video game type music. The album is very, it's kind of grim. There's a knife in it with blood dripping off of it, and there's a lot of, well, leather. My favorite song from this album is Imaginary Fire, and, well, of course it is cyberpunk, so... it's also got another artist in it, Greg. I don't know how to spell it, so say his last name. I'll play it.
What do you like about it, and when did you first listen to it?
I like it. The song fills me with a lot of energy. It gets me going. Did you already say when you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I heard the artist first. It was from a TF2 animation thing, and it was using the song in a Hotline Miami style animation, and. So I found him from that, and then this was one of his newer songs.
Is there any authenticity in that?
I know nothing about them, so I don't know if there is any type of, like...
I don't think there's any jazz relations. Is there any impulse relations?
There is, I mean, it kind of, there's a kind of anger. It is more, because it's very intense, it's very... imaginary fire. It's kind of like fire, I'd say. So I think it fills you with a lot of anger, a lot of... So, yeah.
This is my pick for the red album. I choose Loveless by My Bloody Valentine, and it is a alternative rock, shoegaze, noise pop, and I feel it's a really good introduction to the genre, and it sounds very vacuumy at times, but I really, really like it, and my favorite song is Only Shallow.
Okay.
The band made this song in 1991. It is an Irish-English rock band, and the length of the album is 48 minutes. It's a really good listen. Here's my favorite song.
Like a mirror, All right, so now that we heard your song, why do you like it?
I really like it because it really conveys the cover as in, like, a gloomy, like, unpolished, put together, like, roughly put together. I really like it and how it's, like, blurry. I feel like the album cover really represents it, and I'm just a big fan of it. I really like the experimental aspect, and I feel like it's a really good intro to other, like, experimental stuff.
All right. And when did you first hear of the artist, the song?
I first listened to the album around a year ago, but I heard one of the more popular songs in the album around a year and a half ago, but I just couldn't seem to find the album.
Okay. All right. Is there any bit of authenticity in there?
I feel as though even though there's, like, very little words, they're showing their true selves, and, like, it's just, like, pure emotion, and I really like that.
So more on the instrumental side? Okay. Mm-hmm. Any bit of jazz kind of?
Not that I know of.
Okay. What impulse?
I feel like the impulse would be more blues type, because it's definitely more sadder, and it's, like, getting stuff off your chest, like, it's, I don't know, it just feels like relief, I guess.
What you mean? All right.
This is the yellow section, and I chose 1999 by Joey Badass. It was released when he was 16, and it features some of my favorite producers of all time, such as J Dilla and MF Doom. I really like all the hip-hop and just noise overall. The production is really well done, and I just feel like it's a really good album to just, like, connect with. Like, it's just him in his youth being, like, confused and not necessarily knowing what he's doing. But I feel like that's what makes the album so good, and that connects with authenticity, how he's just being himself and doing whatever he really feels like.
Fucking with my shit. And that's real shit.
Since 9-5, mama been working 9-5, and I know the landlord fed up with our lives. So we pray to the gods, the jobs, and the our lives to keep us safe and watch our lives. Cause all we trying to do is do good. Put on my hood when I walk through hoods, cause these niggas these days is local. You get it in your vocals if you ain't a local. Yeah, that's why I'm trying to go global. Yeah, that's why I'm trying to be a mogul. And I'm hopeful that me spitting this sofa where have me in the Daily Postal, flying coastal, eating tofu. Like I told you, I know niggas who trash rapping, worry about the trending fashions rather than ascending passion. They want me send them checks, but I just send them laughing. Right after I start laughing, they start asking what happened. But back to the chapter, mama told me follow dreams, you never have to ask her to. So that's what I do, became an MC master. Since then it's been a disaster for you. Any favorite rapper, go ahead, ask him.
Alright, so we heard it. Why do you like it?
I already talked about how good the percussion is. And production. Sorry for the pause, but I really like just like the vocals and the style. It just feels really real. Like, no filter. Okay. Just himself.
Yeah, going off of the authenticity. When did you hear it?
I first heard it, that's the same with Loveless. I first heard a song a while ago, but then I instantly listened to the album right after because it just caught my attention so well. I don't remember what I heard it on, but I imagine it was 5 months ago, roughly.
Okay. What kind of impulse does it give you?
I don't know if there's necessarily a single impulse it falls under. I just really like how broad it is. Like, it follows a lot of topics, and it's storytelling in some aspects. And
so
I really like that.
Maybe confident?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. My yellow album cover section is... So, the album is called Owners. It's by Kick the Habit and Jose, but I think the song is just has Jose. And my favorite song from that is Never Satisfied. The genre for this is more electronic dance and pop. Also said alternative here. Yeah, here it is. This was very recent. It was, but I did find it. It was in one of the suggestions for Spotify, but it was not too long ago at all.
Is there any authenticity tied in that?
I don't think at all. It's the lyrics don't even really make sense. So I don't think there's any bit of authenticity.
Any jazz?
No.
Is there any impulse?
It is kind of, again, it brings more of that rage because of the, it's a very, it, the music is very intense. The lyrics are kind of, but the music behind it is very, very intense because it's electronic. It's very, but, yeah. Okay, this is the blue section for the album covers. And the song, or the album I'm picking, the name for it is actually an emoticon, so I can't exactly tell you what it's called. But the artist is Caravan Palace. Their style of music is more electro swing. Electro swing, there isn't really anything, so it's more electronic. There are lyrics in it. My favorite song from that is Lone Digger. There's a really good music video for that. Very inappropriate, but very, very interesting.
Good to know.
And then here it is.
Feel the rhythm going. Legs ain't got time to lay low. Your knees are bending, so it's time to get up and let go. Hey, how's it going? Can see your body moving. Don't leave the party dying. Keep booty shaking, you know. Your head has no right to say no. Tonight it's ready, set, go. Baby, can you move around the rhythm so we can get it with and jump around and get us a rock and roll round? Down, down, body, body coming with the super hottie. Let's go, go slow, hello. Baby, can you move around the rhythm? Cause you know we're living in the fast lane. Speed up, it ain't no game. Just turn up all the beams when I come upon the scene.
I like it. I had a phase of electronic swing, so I just really like that kind of, it's, I don't know, it's kind of bouncy. I don't know, I can't really explain why I really like it, but I just do.
When did you first hear it?
I first heard this quite a bit ago, but not too long ago. I want to say like maybe 3 years ago or something like that. So when I was in like middle school, I heard it. I think I saw the music video first on YouTube. So
is there any authenticity to that?
Again, I really don't think so. I don't think any of it has anything to do with the people that make it. It's not very, it's kind of going off of something else, so it's kind of, it's not really any authenticity.
Any jazz?
It's not very, I don't think so, no.
The swing element can cut as jazz.
It does, yes. So. Okay, yeah. The swing, jazz swing, yeah.
Yeah. Any impulse?
It really makes you want to get up and move, but it does also kind of, it does kind of give you the, it is kind of intense, so it does give you the kind of energy of the other songs, so it's kind of, yeah.
Nice. Hello, this is my blues section of the podcast. I picked To See the Next Part of a Dream by Paranol. It is one of my favorite independently released albums, and it came out pretty recently, on February 23rd, 2021. The genres consist of shoegaze, post-rock, and a bunch of other small little stuff mixed in there. I really like the album, how it feels like, this is like the only word I have to describe it, like mood swingy or sudden and like abrupt. It changes very often, and I feel like it has like somewhat of everything for everybody, even though some parts can be like a little loud and like rageful, I guess.
Okay.
My favorite song of the album is the album name, To See the Next Part of a Dream. I feel like it is a good representation of the full album and probably the best song on there. 60 some minutes long. I don't know.
All right, here. Very interesting. So heard it. Why do you like it?
The mix of genres, I feel, is really well done, and it just does some stuff that other people wouldn't, like how drums take the lead for a lot of the parts, and even though all the music, all the instruments are still playing, but like the drums just like overthrow the other instruments, and I feel like that's really well done.
All right. When did you first hear it?
Pretty recently, like a month or two ago.
Or the artist.
Yeah, I was saying a month or two ago. I don't.
You found the artist then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
Very recent.
Any authenticity?
I feel like I'm kind of saying this for everyone, but it's like they just don't care. They're making their own experimental piece-ish, and they're just including the music they like. I don't feel like it's very authentic. It's kind of just all over the place, but that could count, I guess.
No. Any jazz elements?
Not so much, I don't think.
Right. What kind of impulse?
I feel like it's like all of the impulses, like all of the main jazz impulses, because all of the songs just switch up so frequently, and it just feels like complete, and it covers like everything, in my opinion.
So it brings a lot of every kind of.
Yeah. Sadly, this is the end of our podcast. We were trying to do a rainbow assortment of album covers, but we didn't have enough time, so we just picked primary colors. Thanks for listening. It was nice to have you.
Yeah. This is us signing off.